Thought for today, the voice of wholeness. I love to turn things around. I love to turn things around. I have the voice of wholeness about me, in which I can speak my word and claim whatever it is that to me is important. And as I claim those things that to me are important, I bring them into expression in my world. Now, I wonder why I don't bring more things into expression in my world that are the happy things that I'd like to see brought into my world. And I wonder what keeps them from coming into my world. What keeps them from being revealed? Now, the voice of wholeness in me always reminds me that I have the possibility to turn things around. It doesn't matter what they may be. I can turn them around and I can make them be whatever I want them to be. Now, what is it that I want them to be? What is it that I want everything in my life to be? What is it that I want all of the experiences in my world to be? What do I want them to be? Do I want them to be perfect? Do I want them to be ideal? Do I want them to be wonderful? Well, every time a thought comes into my mind that says, "Tain't so, it's not being expressed right now," it's up to me to turn that thought around right away. Every time an idea comes into my awareness that says, "I am not accomplishing the goal that I set for myself," it's time for me to turn things around. And the voice of wholeness within me says, "That's not the truth about yourself. That's not your reality. That's not who you really are. Do you want to be who you really are? Do you want to be what you really are? Do you want to be the ideal person that you really are? Do you want to be the ideal expression of divinity that you really are?" And you say to yourself, "My goodness, yes. My goodness, yes. That's who I am. Who I really am. I am ideal wholeness." Now, if I'm ideal wholeness, what is the ideal of wholeness? The voice of wholeness would say to me, the ideal of wholeness is expressing all that is perfect and good. Now, can I express things that are not perfect and good? Of course. Can I express things that are not desirable? Of course. Can I express things contrary to what I think is my highest and best? Of course. Now, what can I do about it? Well, what I can do about it is I can put a new cause in motion, and it's not really a new cause, it's just another cause. Because there are no new causes or old causes, and there are no causes that are currently in expression, and there are now not causes that are going to be in expression. They're just causes. They're all out there like the butterflies flying around in the night sky. They're all out there like the clouds. They're all out there like the sunshine. Everywhere, everywhere. Waiting for me to select out of the infinite cosmos, out of the wonderful beams of sunlight shining down, out of the wonderful butterflies flying into my consciousness, and for me to select what it is that I want. Now, there's a butterfly that is beautiful and blue and tints of yellow on it. How glorious it is. And there's another butterfly that's all black with little bits of red, little circles of red on its wings. It's so pretty. And there's another Oh, so many to choose from. Well, that's just like life. If we look at life and we say, "I am whole and perfect. I am ideal wholeness. I am my ideal self." Okay, now, I am my ideal good self. I am my ideal self. Now, how do I express my ideal self? Which butterfly is it? Which cloud is it? Or beam of sunlight that's shining down? Which is it? Well, I don't have to make a selection. I only make a selection that I choose for me what is my highest and best at all times. I choose for me whatever is my highest and best at all times. I choose for me my ideal sunbeam. I choose my ideal butterfly. I choose my ideal expression of what makes me happy. Now, what makes me happy? It's a good question, isn't it? What makes you happy? One day, a sunbeam makes you happy. Another day, a smile makes you happy. Another day, being appreciated by people in your world makes you happy. Always little different ideas that come along to make you happy. Now, what is it that you really want to have to make you happy? Well, it doesn't matter. Have them all. Have them all. Have all the sunbeams. One is never better than another. Have all the butterflies with their diverse colors and imaginative, creative format about how they're made. Take each one of them. Take them all. Oh, yes. Is there one smile better on earth than another? Is there one joy in your heart more wonderful than another? Take them all. I am ideal wholeness. I am the allness of wholeness. I love to turn things around. When I see a butterfly that's flying upside down, I say, wow, you're an acrobat, how wonderful. And I see another butterfly flying straight and level, and I say, wow, you're good too, yes. And I look at all the world, and I call it good and very good. And I think how wonderful it is to be living in such a magnificent world. And you know, it's a world that I created. It's a world that I created by the way I love to turn things around. The way I love to see a butterfly upside down or right side up. Or a sunbeam that's dashing through the sky right to me, just to me, coming down from that great big sun up there just for me. Last night as I was walking along the meditation path, I looked up and the sky was cloudy, but there were clouds moving along. And occasionally the moon would pop out and say, hi Herb, here I am. I haven't forgotten you. I think about you all the time, how wonderful you are, Herb. You're just fantastic. It's nice to be in your world, Herb, because you appreciate me. And you appreciate me when I hide behind the cloud like this, boop, and off it's gone behind the cloud. And in other areas, I can see the cloud layer is a little thin and the stars are shining through. Always there's variety. Always I can turn things around to be whatever pleases me, whatever delights me, whatever thrills me to pieces. Yes. The voice of wholeness is not limitation in any sense of the word. The voice of wholeness is the universality of all that is good and great. The voice of wholeness is my inner voice that speaks out and says, yes, look at that sunbeam. Oh my goodness, there are so many of them. Look at that moonbeam. Yes, and the cloud. Oh, how about that? It came right along and covered it up, and then it went away. And it was like a great big circle of light where the cloud had dissipated and the moon was shining through. It was beautiful to see. It was glorious. I can turn things around and I can say, all is good. All is very good. I am ideal wholeness. I am ideal wholeness. I say that all the time. I say that because that is who I am. And should anything come along that says, you're not wholeness, I turn that around and I say, I am wholeness. I am ideal wholeness. Yes, I am. I am. The voice of wholeness in me speaks out all of the time, ringing out in the most clear, beautiful way for all of the world to see, especially me, that I am ideal wholeness, and I am ideal wholeness now, because that's my reality. That's my isness. That's where I'm going. I have only my ideal wholeness in my life. I can turn things around anytime I have occasion to, not because it's bad, but because variety, the upside down butterfly, or the right side up butterfly, or the sunbeam coming just to me, or the moonbeam, yes, or happiness, or health, or wealth, or friendship. I am ideal wholeness. And I love to turn things around from the experience of to be into the experience of being. And it is being that right now for me, because that's my reality. Join with me in this reality and knowing it for you right now. Let the voice of wholeness speak in you as it does in me. And join me in the delight in turning things around from whatever they may be to whatever I'd like them to be. Not that they're bad or good, or that they will be good or bad, but whatever I'd like them to be. Sometimes going down a Ferris wheel is fantastic, and then turning around coming up is fantastic too. But it's all because I am ideal wholeness. Know that I love you. I love you. I love you.